Last couple we began to discuss the Isurim Dirabanan that relate to Bishul. Last time we spoke about the Isur Dirabanan of Shehiyah that the Tanam speak about, as well as the Isur Dirabanan of Hatmana. We saw that these topics spread across the first four prakim of the Masechta. To leave food on the fire from before Shabbos is sometimes mutter, sometimes aser. And that Shehiyah depends on how cooked it is, depends on whether it's gar for katim or not, whether the fire is covered or not. And and that's assumed to be Shehiyah is aser because of Shem Yechata. The Gemara is explicit that Hatmana is aser mishum Shem Yechata, leaving food. The two flavors, we spoke about the two flavors of Hatmana, either doing a Maisa Hatmana to food on Shabbos is always Aser, as well as leaving it Mutman from before Shabbos is Aser if it's a Davar Mosif Hevel. Now we turn our attention to the Iser of Hachazara, and the Heterim of Hachazara. When can I put food on the fire or back on the fire on Shabbos, and when is it Aser? So the Tanam are clear that there is an Iser of Hachazara, an Iser Rabban of Hachazara. And the way Rabbi Shechter likes to phrase it is Teretz Mutzah because ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. That's going back to world of Bishul. Certainly in terms of food, as we spoke about some time ago, when we were focused on ain't Bishul Achar Bishul, and Bishul Achar Bishul Alpi Pashtus flows from the core definition of the Bishul, specifically Bishul on food items. Bishul on food items is an act of taking inedible food and making it edible via heat. Those chemical reactions, so those chemical reactions are not reversible. So once it's done, it's done. It's not going to undo. So as a result, I can't cook again. Once the food is cooked, certainly, once the food is cooked, and certainly if it's mavushal called sarko, remember that was a big machok, so we showed him whether you say that once you hit the point of machol ben drusoy, Chatzi Bishul or Shlish Bishul, do you already say that it's, do you already say that at that point in Bishul Achar Bishul, or do you say you only say in Bishul Achar Bishul once you reach Mavushal Kol Tzarker? That was just the Machlokas Rashba versus Tosis in the Rambam. It certainly is true that bringing food to the point of Machal Ben Drusai constitutes an act of Bishul, but whether there can be further acts of Bishul, if it already hit Machu ben Drusai, you take it off the fire, you put it back on Shabbos. So that's a machlokas harishonim, and we paskin that yesh bishul achar bishul up until mavushal kol tzarko. So to take food that's partially cooked and put it back on the fire or back against a heat source. Remember, bishul, the malach of bishul min haTorah doesn't require a fire. That was the opening discussion daf lamed ches that bishul betolda saur. It's the very first discussion the Gemara has in the Bishul Sugis of Kiro. Gilgal Mai, Gilgal Chayev Chatas. The Bishul, the Malach of Bishul Daraisa is Bein Ba'ur, Bein Batol Sa'ur. I fry the egg in sand. That is in Malach of Bishul Min HaTorah. So it doesn't matter. Al Gabe Eish, to the side of the Eish, there's no Eish at all. You just have an item that was previously heated by the fire, a hot pan. I took it off the fire and I crack an egg in that. That's also Bishul Daraisa. So again, so Bishul, this is important for where we're going. Bishul Daraisa, we assume, is either gain food to Machal Ben Drusai, over the Machal Ben Drusai line, or moving it any point further up until Mavushal Kal Tzarko, Bein Betold, Bein Ba'ur, Bein Betold Lasur. That is Bishul Daraisa. That is Bishul Daraisa. Based on that, once the food is fully cooked, so I have kugel and it's fully cooked, I have chicken and it's fully cooked, So then it's not possible to do any further act of Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. You'll remember that there was a debate amongst Rishonim, and it plays on the page of Shulchan Aruch about Davar Lach, whether Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul but Davar Lach or not. That was one of the questions. That was one of the very important details within the world of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Maybe this is only when it's talking about solid food, but if it's a liquid, where at least an element of, certainly for water, the definition of Bishul's Ram points out is not making it edible. It's not the chemical change, it's the physical change of heating it, chimu mayim. So the question is, let's say when you're talking about a liquid food, you have soup, would you say yesh bishol achar bishol by soup? Once it, or ein bishol achar bishol. Rama Paskins, that bedavar lach, this again is on the level of meleches bishol, this is in terms of meleches bishol, that yesh bishol achar bishol once it's in stein legamrik. So for cool down, so if the soup cooled down, I put in the refrigerator, cooled down, so put it back on the fire on Shabbos morning, you want to have Shabbos morning soup, that would be a problem with Bishol, because we're passing Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol, but it's not in Lagami. I put it back in the fridge, or I let it sit out all night. So that's a problem, Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol. But if it's solid food, if it's kugel, if it's chicken, if it's meatballs, so then, assuming you don't have not dealing with significant sauce in the meatballs, so then in Bishol Acha Bishol. So then, from a Melech's Bishol perspective, I ought to say that I can reheat solid food on Shabbos. And that, in principle, is true. However, there's an issur of achazara. I can't put the food specifically al gabi ha'esh. So how do you understand that? So that's a big machlokas harishonim. Why does a chazal forbade hachazara b'shabbos? So it's a machlokas between the Ashkenazim and, in general, the Sfardi Rishonim. Both the earlier Rif and Rambam, as well as the later Sfardi Rishonim. The Ramban, the Beis Midrash, the Rashba, the Ran, and so forth. The Sfardi Rishonim use a language that it's the Ashkenazi Rishonim by Tosfos say this is also a gzeira shem yichat b'gachal. It's all the same gzeira shem yichat b'gachal. We're worried that we're going to allow you to reheat food. You're going to poke around. Even worried by Shehiya, we're even more worried when it comes to a certain way. When it comes to hachazara, we allow you to reheat the food. You may be unhappy that's not heating fast enough, and you're going to start poking the coals. You start adjusting the fire. You'll turn the knob. So shem yichat b'gachal. In other words, like the other Yisurim Drabbanan, Bayatosis say Hachazara is not really a din of Bishol. We talk about the concept of Hilchos Bishol because it has to do with the preparing the food for Shabbos. But it's really a concern, Gezeira Hashem Yechat. It's really in the world of Mechaba and Mavir. That's the approach of the Bayatosis. But the Chachmei Sfarad say no. Chachmei Sfarad used the language of Mechzik and Mevashol. Different poskim have different ways of understanding. What does it mean that it looks like you're cooking? I'm putting it back on the fire, taking this food, I'm putting it back on the fire, so it looks like I'm cooking. What does that mean? So Rav Shechter understands, and Shechter takes the approach, that means that's it's like a bishul drabanan. In other words, min ha-Torah in bishul acha bishul, midrabanan, sometimes we would say, yesh bishul acha bishul. This is a malacha drabanan of bishul. Even though the food is already cooked, on the Daraisa level, once it's already cooked, it's already ready to eat, there's no Bishol. Midrabanan, it is an act of Bishol. Why does it matter? Whether it's Asur Shem Yechata, Gzer Shem Yechata, like the Balayatosis, or it's a Malacha Drabanan, that it's considered to be a Bishol Drabanan. So a couple of issues. Maybe the most straightforward is a question as follows. The Gemara, the question of where is Hachazara Aser? The Gemara tells us in the Sugyas here at the beginning of Parakira, the Gemara raised the question about Shehiya. Chazal forbade leaving the food in the fire under certain conditions, unless it's a group of Ketuma. And Machlokes Chananya and Chachamim, until what point? But when Shehiya applies, then you need Gruf Ketuma. So the Gemara raises the question, Ma'u Lismoch. How about if I'm not putting it on top of the fire, I'm putting it next to the fire? I put it on the counter. The fire's over here, the oven's over here, I put it on the counter right next to it. Is that a problem of Shehiya? No, there's no blech. Is that a problem of Shehiya? So the Gemara says, we assume not. We assume that Shehiya is only Asra al-Gabe Eish, but next to the fire is totally fine. How about Hachazara? So that's a big machlokas. How about Hachazara? Ramah is Mekel. Hachazara is also Mutter Besamach. In other words, not only can I leave food on Erev Shabbos on the counter next to an open fire, I can even take food out of the refrigerator on Shabbos morning and leave it next to an open fire. Smicha is mutter even for hachazar, not only for shehiyah. What's the issue? So what's the shaila whether hachazar is like shehiyah or not? Whether smicha is mutter hachazara? So it's l'chora this issue. Because if you say Ramaz make in line with the Ashkenazi approach that hachazara like shehiyah is isur shem yichata. So if it's al gabi heish, there's more. If you put it directly on the fire, there's more of a concern that you're going to start poking around the fire. If to begin with you're putting it only alongside the fire, so then there's less of a concern of shem yichata, regardless of whether it's shehiyah or it's hachazara. If you take the approach as Mechzikim Vashal, particularly if you understand that Mechzikim Vashal means that it's a Malach of Bishal Midrabanan, as we said before, Bishal does not discriminate, real Bishal does not discriminate between locations. You can violate Bishal whether the food, if you put raw food on top of a fire, next to a fire, as I said before, even if you put food, there's no fire, the fire's out. I have a pan that was heated on the fire, and then the fire goes out, and I put eggs in the pan. Told us, Aish, there's Bishal Betoldos Ur also. So that's Nafgamina number one. In Ashkenaz versus Sfarad, in Shemi Yechata, whether the Tam of Hachazara Shemi Yechata, or the Tam of Hachazara is Mechzik Kemevashal, Bishal Drabanan, Yish Bishal Ach Bishal Midrabanan, is Smicha. Halach Lamais Ramah is Mekel. That hachazara b'smicha, to be someif, to put it, do hachazara to next to the fire, is mutter. Moreover, Ashechta is fond of quoting from the Chazon Ish, and this builds into a larger approach that we may have touched on earlier in the year. Ashechta has, I believe, more than one article in the Svarim about, I think we've touched on this earlier in the year, the difference between Gzeiras Drabanan and Malachas Drabanan. This would be an example. The machlokas here is whether hachazar is a gzeira shem yechata or a drabban, an extension of the malach of bishul mechzi kemevashal. The Chazon Ish writes as follows: the Maharit was in late Rishon, early Achron, a roughly time of the Beis Yosef, 1500s in Eretz Yisrael. Maharit raises the following issue: there is a din. I think Rabbi Sablovsky actually may be addressing in the Chabur later this week. There is an Isser Drabanan of Amir Lakum. That's number one. There is an Isser Drabanan. Amir Lakum is named for an Isser, not named for Hatter. Is the Isser Drabanan of Amir Lakum. If I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos, then Midrabanan, I'm not allowed to ask a Nachri to do it on Shabbos either. However, this Isser Drabanan has several kulos built into it. One of the times when Amir La'akam is mutter is shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. To ask a nachri to do what for me is a drabanan, so to ask a nachri to do that, it's a double drabanan, so then it's mutter if there's a particular type of tzaruch such as a tzaruch mitzvah. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you come back to the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, come back from shul, you go out to the sukkah, you're ready to have your suda. You discover that you had misset the Shabbos clock. You set the Shabbos clock, but sometimes things get very, a chance to check all your systems before Sukkot. You thought you had set the Shabbos clock correctly, and you thought that the lights would be on Leil Sukkot. And it turns out the lights are off. You mixed up AM, PM, whatever it is. The lights, the Shabbos clock is misset, and the lights are off in the Sukkot. So that's a pretty severe Tzoruch Mitzvah. To be able to eat your sukkah, to be able to have, instead of finding someone else's sukkah, to have a normal suda in your sukkah. So can I ask, I can't turn the lights, I can't adjust the Shabbos clock, can I ask a nachri? So if it's only a drabanan, so then to ask a nachri, to do what for me would be a drabanan, the shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah. So for instance, we assume to turn on an incandescent bulb that we discussed, that was the last chabur and bishul, turn an incandescent bulb is a malacha daraisa, because making a metal filament glow might be both bishul and mavir, according to the Rambam. But if it's a fluorescent like these, or it's an LED, so then it's a general issue of using electricity, which we assume is this drabanan, probably with molid, but not a daraisa. So to have a nachri turn on an incandescent bulb, excuse me, to have a nachri turn on an incandescent bulb, that's an issa, that's the chadshvas. That would be asir b'makam mitzvah. But to have a nachri turn on an LED bulb, to have a nachri turn on a fluorescent, that's just, for me to turn on as a drabbanon, to ask nachri turn on as a double drabbanon, shvus to shvus is mutter b'makam mitzvah. I can't rely on this all the time, but if I'm stuck, there's an emergency situation, b'makam mitzvah, So I can ask a nachri to do a drabbanon b'makom mitzvah shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. So how about if it's not a problem with the lights in the sukkah, or for that matter, the lights in your house? Lights in your house usually you can find another room. But how about if it's the food? Can I ask a nachri? Can I ask a nachri to put food on, to warm up the food for me on Shabbos? I thought I left the food on the fire of Shabbos. I thought everything was on the blech before Shabbos, everything on the plot before Shabbos, I thought everything was set. It turns out I come back and it turns out we forgot, we took the food off, whatever happened. So can we ask a nachri to put the food on the fire? It's fully cooked. It's not a bishul. It's a chazara. It's amir la'akum mutter and ha'chazara. So l'chor, it's a shvus to shvus makam mitzvah. That's my ritzah, is mutter. For me to put the food back on the fire on Shabbos would be in Isra Banan. It's fully cooked. It's a chazara. So to ask a nachri, and so it's not just one side dish. This is the whole Shabbos meal. So that's a tzorach mitzvah. Shvus to shvus makam mitzvah. My ritzah says mutter. Chazanish says, that's the shita of the marit. But you look in the Nosakim of Shulchan Aruch, no one seems to be saying this. Magen Avraham doesn't say it, Taz doesn't say it, no one seems to be calling this Marit. So the Chazon Ish thinks that the Ashkenazi poskim disagree with the Marit. Why? Because Marit is of the assumption, like the Chachmei Svarad, that Hachazara is also because it's a violation of Bishlam Drabanan. So if I did it, it's a malacha bishul drabbanon. So if the nachri does it, it's a double drabbanon. That's true if it's a malacha. So if for me to do it is an isra maisa, to have the nachri do it, that's another step removed. However, and this is an idea that Rav Shechter develops more broadly, when you think about malachos, so there in lichora will typically or invariably be isurei maisa. For me to the malacha is there to do this maisa. To have a nachri do it, that's one step removed. Even if it's a malacha drabanan, for me to do that ma'isa is isra banan, to have the nachri do it is a double drabanan. But a gzeira need not be an isra ma'isa. A gzeira can often be an isra totzah. It's often that's not, the chazal forbade a particular behavior as much as chazal forbade having a certain situation. Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders about that. I think I may have mentioned a couple weeks ago, Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders about that. In terms of setting up a kinyan, Erev Shabbos to work on Shabbos. I sell the Erev Shabbos, I'm going to make a deal with the Nachar in Erev Shabbos, but we agree that the kinyan is only going to take place on Shabbos. So is that what Kiveya wants to know, is that us or not? The Maisa kinyan is happening before, the Maisa Mechamemker happened before Shabbos, but the Chalos is happening on Shabbos. That's his question. Because Mechamemker is a gzeira, it's not that it's an act of ksiva midrabanan, it's a gzeir mishum kosev, so it's entirely possible the Chazal forbade chalos kinyan as opposed to ma'isik. So that's an interesting question, particularly interesting this week, when Hey Iyar is on Erev Shabbos and Vav Iyar is on Shabbos, much as it was in 1948 when Hey Iyar was on a Friday, and the Declaration of Independence, the declaration was made by Ben-Gurion and the whole group on Friday. But it was only Chal on Shabbos because the British mandate in Palestine ended that night at midnight. But they didn't want to do it on Shabbos. They did their part on Erev Shabbos, but it was the Maisa was Erev Shabbos, but the Chalos was on Shabbos. That's, I think I might mention some of you. The Kol HaTor, which is the Torah of Talmidei HaGra, based on Torah of the Gra on Geula. So in some of the newer editions where they publish more of the notebooks that Shlomo Zalman Rivlin had apparently as a tradition from Hillel Mishklov, So some of the editions have this line where he says that on the 20th of the Omer, that's Ha'ir, in the year 1812, that was the day that they were an important stage in the founding of the Ashkenazi Yishuv Yerushalayim. That's when it says the 1809 is when the Talmid Yagor came to Eretz Yisrael, 1812. The 20th of the Omer, which is Yisod Shebet Tiferes, that's when they laid the cornerstone for the Beis Medrash Eliyahu Al Shem, their Rebbe, the Gra. To see that this was like the beginning of the Yishuv, the Ashkenazi Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's a line in the parentheses, they talk about being Miyached, the Yisod, and the Malchus, which may be a reference to the fact, Shechter told me that he had heard that Yaakov Moshe Chalap was very excited in 48, but now he understood the pshat, and putting together Heyir and Vavir, B'miyachid, the Yisod and the Tefera, and then the Malchus, because in 1812, the only thing that happened, that stage in Geula was on Heyir, on Yisod Shevet Teferas. But that was in 1812. But in 1948, the Maisa was on Heyir, the Chalos was on Vavir, and they were there by Miyached, Yisod Shebet Tiferes, and Malchus Shebet Tiferes, Heyir and Vavir, the 20th and 21st of the Omer, in the ongoing process of unfolding Geula. But coming back, Lachzor El Inyanenu, that notion of the Maisa Kinyan versus the Chalos Kinyan, is that's one of the examples that Shechter gives. That when you think about a gezeira need not be an isra maisa. A gezeira could be an isra maisa, but it could also be an isra totsa. Why does it matter whether isra maisa is totsa? So one afkamina is like a kivayger says, if you do the maisa before Shabbos, but the totsa, the chalos is happening on Shabbos, is that mutter, is it aster? Another afkamina is let's say I have a nachri do the maisa. Is that shvus to shvus or not? See, if it's an isser maisa, if I do the maisa, it's asmin draban. If a nachri does the maisa, I didn't even do the maisa, it's a double draban. Shvus to shvus is mutter maka mitzah. But if you're dealing with a gzeira, so then often it will be an isser totsa. If it's an isser totsa, it doesn't matter whether I did it with my own hands or I just arranged for it to happen. It's the same isser. So that's what the Chazanir says. We don't accept the Maharit. We assume that, like the Bal Yatosus, that the Isser is Shem Yechad, the reason Hachazara is Shem Yechata, so that's a Gzeira. And it doesn't matter whether I do the Hachazara or someone else does the Hachazara. Why? Let's explain. Because the point is the food is there. It's not about putting the food on. It's about the fact that the food is there warming, and if it doesn't warm quickly enough, I may poke around in the fire. So it may not matter who put the food on. The problem is that's a problematic situation. Having the food go back on the fire on Shabbos, whether I did it, someone else did it, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. So the Chazanir says that's why we don't accept. That's the Nosa Kalim don't quote the Marit because we assume that Amir Lenachri is not mutter, even with Torah Mitzvah on Achazar. It's not a Shvus to Shvus. It remains a Chad Shvus because it's the same Mister whether I put it back on or I instruct someone else to put it back on. And Chazanish goes a step further, even if the Nachri put on his own, I didn't ask him to do it. He did it on his own. I should put, Chazanish thinks that maybe I need to take it off. And yet another permutation of this. Let's say I have a Shabbos clock. I have a Shabbos clock on my on a electric oven. And I'm going to put the food on in the morning, and then the Shabbos clock is going to kick in later. I know the Shabbos clock is going at 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'll put the food on when it's cold at 9, and then the heat will go on at 10, and by 11 o'clock, the food is piping hot. Mutter aser. I didn't put it on. 9 o'clock was not hachazar. There was no esh there. It happened on its own when the esh goes on at 10. So that was no mice at all. That was Shabbos clock. Yeah, that was a Shabbos clock, but if you hold this in Isra Tosa, it's still a problem. So again, nafkamina is between the two approaches to why Hachazara is Isra. Hachazara is an Isra. It is an Isra Drabbanon. But by Tosa, it's an Isra Drabbanon. It's a Gzeira Shem Yechata. Whereas the Achach Mesfarad seem to say that it's a malacha drabanan. Mechzi kemevashel means specifically that it's a bishel drabanan. I mean, drabanan yesh bishel achar bishel at times. So number one, nafkamina for hachazar or shalom al gabe esh, mahu lismoch. The Gemara definitely comes to the conclusion that lismoch is mutter by shehi on Erev Shabbos. That would be somech on Shabbos. That's a machlokas. We are mekel. And that's in line with it being only gzeir shem yechater. So the same way shehi is mutter b'smicha, hachazar is mutter b'smicha. And then on the other hand, you have the chumras that flow from saying that it's a gzeira, namely that it's an isur totzah, and therefore we're not going to rely on maritz amira lo nachrish v'stashus makam mitzvah, and we're not going to rely on doing it without a maisa to set up a Shabbos clock, or if the nachrish did on his own, all that is going to be problematic. There may be other nafkaminas also, but let's turn our attention for now from the discussion of why to the Lamaisa discussion of how. Now that we know there is an Isra HaChazara, the basic Lamaisa Dinim play out mostly in two areas. One is, what are the conditions under which HaChazara Al Gabi Eish is Mutter? And the other is, in which locations is Hachazara even Aser to begin with? Are there locations where you don't need the five conditions? So first, what are the conditions? So the five conditions, the first condition, the Mishnayos say that you need to have, there has to be Gar for Katzim. We require Gar for Katzim for Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos, and we require Gar for Katzim for Hachazara on Shabbos. So the food was on the fire, I'm going to take it off, and I'm going to put it back on. I can only put it back on to fire that's Gar for Katzim. Sometimes Shehiyah may not require Gar for Katzim, but Hachazara does. So I took it off, and now I want to put it back on, so I can put, Shulchan Aruch says you can create your Gar for Katzim, you can create your Katzim. You can cover the fire, and then put the food back up. You can only put it back on to a covered fire. Number two, the food needs to be in this bashal called sarko. That's not really a din of hachazara. That's really hilchos bishul. Maybe we should have started with that. Number one, if you can't put food in the fire, you can violate bishul. So it has to be in this bashal called sarko, and it has to be yavish. Okay, that's aleph. It's bashal called sarko, and it has to be yavish, or else lach shalo Nitzdar and Lagami. Okay. In addition to that, it has to be garfakat. The fire has to be garfakat. The fire has to be covered. And three other conditions. Two or three other conditions. The Gemara speaks about two conditions that create a sense of hemshech. The Gemara discusses whether I need one or the other or both. And in halachal maisa lisa chadchila, we certainly require both. We require odo b'yado and daito lahachazir. You're still holding it on your hand. You're still in hand, which rather than putting it down, you took it off. You're putting it back on, and not only physically, it's still you're putting it back on as a hemshech of where it was on before, but also mentally, your intent when you took it off was to put it back on. Those two conditions, odo b'yado, as opposed to niyachal gabe karka, and daito lahachzir, both, again, physically and mentally, capture that this is not an asina mechadash, this instead is the hemshech of the, it's merely a hachazar. It was on the fire, I took it off temporarily, it's going back on. Hooray, it's a hemshech because I didn't put it down on the ground, it's in my hand. And mentally, it was my intention, meirosh, to put it back, as opposed to a situation where I took it off, I wasn't planning to put it back, all right, and then I'm still holding it, and then we realize, you know what, we have, there's more in the pot than we thought, so we can put back on for later. So we require both. We would allow you to do hachazara onto a covered fire, assuming that the food is fully cooked, only if you originally took it off with only temporary intent. I took it off intending to put it back on, and not only that's where I was mentally, but physically, it's odo biyado, I didn't put it down. Again, so the daito lahachzir, odo biyado, create that sense of hemshech. Now, there is a fifth condition in addition to Nisbashel Kol Tzarko and Gufa Ketuma and Daito Lahachsen Ode V'yado, there is a fifth condition, of Lo Nitzdanin Lagamri. Lo Nitzdanin Lagamri. Rav Schefter is very fond of the comment that the Bir Halacha makes. The Bir Halacha sets us up as a machlokas achronim between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. The Magen Avraham says that this din of Nitzdanin Lagamre is a new, separate fifth condition. That even if you're dealing with dry, it doesn't matter, wet food, dry food, it's not a question of bishul achar bishul, that there are really three conditions that create that sense of continuity, that this is just a hemsheikh of it being on before as opposed to Nesina Mechadash. In addition to mentally, you always intend to put it back. And physically, in terms of your body, you've been holding on to it, you didn't put it down on the ground. The food itself also has to reflect, the state of the food has to reflect the fact that the putting it back. It's a hemshech as opposed to nesina mechadash, and that is by the fact that the kugel hasn't yet cooled down. If I was holding the kugel for so long that it cooled down, I'm still holding it, serving it, you know, it's probably not going to happen as much in a home kitchen. It's more likely to happen in a camp kitchen or some sort of industrial or catering setting. I'm holding it, and the waiters are coming and taking, scooping out kugel through a massive pan of kugel, and they're coming and scooping. By the time I'm ready to put it back on, it's cold. I've been holding it the whole time. Oh, the biodo, that's the ox here, but it's cold. So Magen Avraham says, you don't have hemshach. All these three conditions, daito achzer, o debiyado, and lo nistah legamri, all are necessary to create that sense of hemshach. Mr. Brewer in the Bir Halacha points out that the Gra, with extreme subtlety, disagrees. The Gra, often in the Bir HaGra, in the Bamer Shulchan Aruch, will point out His primary job is to, the primary goal is to give the sources for the Shulchan Aruch with incredible conciseness. Those who understand that the Gra was trying to mekayim as much as possible, keep in Torah Shabbat Peh Bal Peh. Mishum Tzorech, you have to write down a little bit, but the extent you keep it Bal Peh, you write down as little as possible. So he's very, very concise in the Be'er HaGra. And he'll give you, if he can give you just two words of a Gemara, you'll know which part of the Gemara it is, he won't give you three. He's very, very concise. So sometimes he'll reference a Gemara. The source of this Din Shulchan Aruch is a Gemara, is a Tosis, here, there. Oftentimes he's just telling, he's reviewing what it says in Beis Yosef. Sometimes he's giving you a Chidushim. So sometimes he'll reference a source, a Gemara Rishon, or sometimes he'll reference an earlier Sif in Shulchan Aruch. This is just another application of what already appeared in a previous Sif. And that's what he does here. He says, oh, Lonus Daran Lagamri, yeah, Kanal. He says, yeah, that's the same. The Bir Halacha puts the piece together. He's saying, that's the same as the other din the Ramah has, that the Ramah's Pshara, the Ramah's approach to, do we say Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol or Ein Bishol Acha Bishol, but Davar Lach, we mentioned earlier, we're talking about the Malach of Bishol, Ramah's approach is, if the liquid is still warm, if the soup is still warm, then Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. If the soup is cold, Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol. So the Gra says, that's what we mean here. And we say here that you can only do hachazar if it's lo nitzdan lagamri. That's that same din. In other words, the Gra is saying, Be'er Halacha unpacks it. The Gra is saying there's no new din of nitzdan lagamri. It's just the same as nisbash kol tzarko. But davar lach, he nisbash kol tzarko plus lo nitzdan lagamri. But davar yavish, there's no such rule. But the Magen Avraham says no. This is a new special rule of hachazara. Even b'davar yavish, because as we said, Magen Avraham's approach, I think is how we usually assume, is that there are three conditions necessary for that sense of hemsheichius. That should be a continuation of the previous act of bishul, as opposed to nesina mechadash. You need mentally, in terms of the gavra, that it's daitol achzir. Physically, in terms of the gavra or the biyado, then in terms of the food itself, it has to be lo nitzdanein lagami. So those again, those are the five conditions to allow to allow hachazara al gabe ha'esh. It needs to be gar for katam. It needs to be mizbarash kol tzarkos, is that bishul d'raisa? It needs to be gar for katam. And you need the two or three, we use some halacha l'maisa, three conditions to create the hemsheches of da'it l'hafter o de biyado and lo nitzdanin l'gamri. Okay, so if I have those five conditions, then hachazara is mutter al gabe ha'esh. Then, so that's one section of the practical halacha l'maisa principles of hachazara. The other section said before is, when do you not even need these conditions? These conditions are necessary b'makom ha'aser. To do hachazara to problematic place is only mutter if you have all these five conditions. But there are locations where the five conditions are not necessary. And we can organize them, I think, into three categories. We can think horizontally. Sometimes there are places which are mutter horizontally. Sometimes there are places which are mutter vertically. And then there are types of heat sources that are not problematic. So I think that's the way to organize the makomos hamutarim. Locations where hachazara is just not a problem at all, and you don't require the garif hakatam and the daito hachzer and so on and so forth. So first let's talk horizontally. As we said before, the Gemara says that shehiya is mutter b'smicha. As we said before, the Ramah is mekel, the hachazara is also mutter b'smicha. So bringing that back now into the framework of practical halacha maisa, so that means if I take kugel out of the fridge, so obviously taking kugel out of the fridge on a Shabbos morning means it's not odebiyo daitel achzer. That's not a hachazara. That's clearly an asin mechadosh. Plus it's nistan legamri. So taking kugel out of the oven on Shabbos, taking kugel out of the fridge on Shabbos, clearly I am not going to be in fulfillment of the tanam of hachazara. It's going to be an asin mechadosh. But I don't need the tanam hachazara if it's Shalom al gabe esh, if it's alongside. So I can take the kugel out of the fridge and put it on the counter next to the fire. Okay, so that's one type of horizontal heter. Alongside, not on the fire. Then there's a further discussion, the Rider quotes from Moshe and others get involved. How about different locations on the blech? In other words, on the counter next to the stovetop, or on like the... If the stovetop is, if there's no blech to put it, you know, on the surface where the side surface of the oven, we honor the fire, that's smicha, that's mutter. How if I have a blech on the, I have a sheet of metal, I have a blech over the fire. So then the way Eider talks about it, I think he talks about areas A, B, and C, you know, the marker. A is directly above the fire. B is the other areas of the blech, not directly above the fire, but where the blech spreads the heat. The metal sheet conducts the heat sideways, so there'll be other areas near the fire where it's, the fire is not directly below, but it is hot. It is yatzalazbo. Then you have area C, the edges of the blech, far enough away, that's not even, now you aren't you directly on top of the fire, it's not even... It's not even hot. It's not even hot. It's not even hot. So the question is, area A, directly above the fire, that's obviously Agape Eish. Area C, the edge of the blech where it's cold, but clearly that's only smicha. How about area B? That's not directly Agape Eish. So there are some poskim who say, well, okay, that's not Agape Eish. But Shechter assumes that we assume like the Rova poskim, that even though it's not directly above the fire, but you have a blech on the fire, which is spraying the heat sideways, so any area B is also considered al-gabe eish, bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. What do I mean, bein lahakel, bein lahachmer? Bein lahachmer is obvious, that I cannot take kugel out of the fridge and put it on the hot, any hot area of the blech, even if it's not directly above the fire, because we consider that to be al-gabe eish. How is considering area B agabe ish is a chumrah? How is it a kula? So the way it's a kula is that if I already have something in area B from before Shabbos, I can move it on to area A, because it's all considered to be agabe ish. Sometimes I can move things around. Sometimes I may want it to be hotter or less hot, so I can manage my blech. I'll have it on, you know, I'll leave something from before Shabbos. Let's say I'll leave something from before Shabbos. Let's say I have a pot of soup. It's not a problem of moving around. Is not a problem of bishul. If it's fully cooked and it's obviously hot, it's not lagamri. So that's we paskin the ain bishul achar bishul even davar lach. If it's hot, so let's say I can according to Rav Poskim, I can leave the pot of soup initially on. Let's say I have Shabbos morning soup. I can leave the Shabbos morning soup on area B of the blech, not directly on top of the fire, but a spot where it's still Yasalotis Bo. So that way it won't be too hot. I'm not going to boil off the soup. And then Shabbos morning, I can move it from B to A. That's the way in which considering area B to be Al-Gabe Eisha Zakula. Once it's Al-Gabe, I can't do Nesina 2 from the fridge to B, but I can move from B to A. So that's what I was saying before. We consider area B to be anywhere on the blech, which is Yad Saladas Bo, is considered to be Al Gabe Eish. Again, so those are the horizontal issues of which Makomos are Mutter, which Makomos, to which Makomos does Hachazara not apply at all. We assume Hachazara does not apply at all if it's only B'smicha. I should mention, Tosas raises the possibility that Smicha is only if you actually have a wall in between. We don't accept that. You know, it doesn't have to be that the fire is inside the oven and you're putting the food outside the oven. If you have a stovetop and you have the open fire and the food is next to it on the counter, that's also considered to be samuch as opposed to al-gabe. There's no iser nesina b'samuch. As I said, there is an iser nesina, we assume, to any spot on the blech, which is yatzalas bo. If it's a separate counter, not a sheet of metal over the blech, over the fire, then even though it's yatzalas bo, it's mutter, but if it's mamash on the blech, anywhere Yaz Lesbo is considered to be Al-Gabe Ha'esh. Those are the horizontal issues.
Is the blech generally all Yaz? I don't even know. Is it generally all Yaz Lesbo?
I don't know. That the space above it is Yaz Lesbo. I don't think it's always the case. Yeah. Depends how big your blech is. Uh-huh. Depends how big your blech is. And it depends how big the fire is also. If you have a higher, if you turn the gas up more, so then obviously the heat will spread more. In the vertical issues, there are a couple of vertical issues. I would highlight specifically two. Shulchan Aruch has a discussion over the course of more than one simon. Al-Gabe Ha'esh is Aser. How about Al-Gabe Kedera? I'm not going to take the kugel out of the fridge and put it on top of the fire. I'll put it on top of the. There's already a pot on the fire. I have a chalon pot. So we happen to have a chalon pot with a flat lid, a flat top lid. Why? Because that, if you have a flat top lid, you can put things on top of the lid. So that's called Kedera Al-Gabe Kedera. I mean, I'm putting my Kedera, instead of putting the Kedera Al-Gabe Eish, I'm putting Al-Gabe Kedera. So that's a discussion, and we assume that is mutter, to put food. Al-Gabe Kedera is not the same as Al-Gabe Eish. The chalent pot is a hefsek between the element below and the pan of kugel, or the challah that I'm putting on top of the chalon pot. There are those who assume that even an empty kedera is mutter, and that I can have an empty pot with a lid on top of the fire, and then just put food on top of the empty pot. That the Shmir Shabbos sounds like he may be open to that, which means I can even do that on Shabbos, because there's nothing wrong with putting an empty pot on the fire. Put an empty pot on the fire, and then put the food on top of the empty pot. The Rav and his Talmidim were very strongly opposed to this. And the Rav's Nusach is, that's a chukid blech. What does it matter whether it's a flat blech or it's a pot? The point of Kedera Gabi Kedera is that the Kedera is mafsik because it has food in it. So that's certainly the way Rav Shechter, I think most of the Rav's Talmidim assume, that Kedera Gabi Kedera is only mutter if the bottom Kedera has something in it. So then that's the real hefsik between the fire or the electric element below and the challah roll that you put on top of the pot. So Al-Gabe Kedera is mutter. So that's one vertical heter. Another vertical heter, which is a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, is how, forget about the pot, how about just a blech? Rav Avadya Yosef is malakei a number of Sfaradi poskim who think that to put food on top of a blech is not called Al-Gabe Ha'esh. That's the same as Al-Gabe Kedera. It's a whole sheet of metal, that's a hefsek. that Ashkenazi poskim do not accept that. Baravadia documents there are a number of Sephardic poskim who do. If you're wondering, one second, but I thought Gar for Katim is not enough. You have to have Gar for Katim, but also Odi Odai Talachzer. This is just Gar for Katim. This is just Katim. So Ravadi would say, no, Katim, you have to put a little bit of ash. In the original case of Katim, the Achi Yigtam was putting ash on top of the coals. So these Sephardi poskims, if you have mamash, have a sheet of metal that's much more significant than just ash on the coals, and that's already a real hefsek. So Ashkenazim do not accept that. Ashkenazim do not accept that. Some Sfarim do. They provide the documents. So this is apparently a widely held approach of Sfaradi Poskim. That a sheet of metal is more than just Katam. A sheet of metal is Mamash Hafsik. Shecht and others point out that there is a Nafkemina in Ravadya even for Ashkenazim. Nafkemina for Ashkenazim is something we already quoted earlier in the year. Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah references from time to time. We saw this once or twice already. If there's a machlokas haposkim, and we or my kihila holds that it's aser, but there are significant poskim we don't accept, hold this mutter. So I'm not allowed to do that action because we hold like the poskim say it's aser. But if someone did, or if I did accidentally, so there's no iser of Meister Shabbos. Normally, at the beginning, the first two see from Mishnah Yud Ches is that if the results of Melech Shabbos are aser, discussion about to me, to others, B'sholeg Yud on Shabbos, for how long, but there is a problem of Meister Shabbos. But that's only if L'chol HaDeis, that act was aser. If there's significant poskim hold that act is mutter, even though we don't hold like those poskim, L'chatchila, but if it was already done, we're allowed to eat the food. So if an Ashkenazi is visiting at a Sephardi's home, the Sephardi, they have the right to rely on their Masorah and Psak, they would take food, they would take kugel out of the fridge and put it on top of a blech. They would treat Al-Gabi blech the way Ashkenazim would treat Al-Gabi Kedera. I'm not allowed to do that. But I am allowed to eat the kugel, or the whatever the food may be. But whatever food, the chicken, the meat, that they put onto the block. So we would say that's certainly mutter b'di'evet, since there are poskim who hold this mutter d'la chetchila, as Ravadi documents. So for everyone, food that was warmed agave blach is mutter b'di'evet. Okay, so that's again, so those are some of the vertical issues. And that Sfaradim assumed that as long as there's a blech which is mafzik, that's already considered to be shalol al gavi ha'esh, and that's the yoni the tanoi ha'chazara. Ashkenazim don't assume that way, but we do assume that al gavi kedera is not considered al gavi ha'esh. And then finally, as I said before, I said before, we think about makomos hamutarim, so you need to think horizontally about smicha versus algabe. You need to think vertically, algabe blach, algabe kedera. And there also will be the third dimension is heat sources that just aren't, not that it's not algabe, but it's not esh with respect to hachazar. And then in talking about that, I refer specifically to machlokas haposkim, 20th century poskim, about a non-adjustable hot plate. Let's say you have no knob. Just to have a platat Shabbat. It's a metal box. It has an element inside. It does not get hot enough. It's not meant for cooking. It doesn't generate that type of heat. Maybe in theory, maybe I could try cooking an egg in it. Maybe. It's definitely not designed for cooking. It's designed for warming, as the name indicates. It's not cranking at that type of heat to cook. And moreover, it is non-adjustable. There are no knobs. It's just on or off. It's plugged in, it's on. Unplug it, it's off. So Tifes Frank was of the opinion that he was machmir. He said, that's no better than Garfa Katam. Okay, so there's no way to adjust it. So it's like, it's a great blech. That's it. It's a blech. But it's still only mutter if you have all the other tanaim of Achazara. Odo biyodo, daitel ha'achzir. Or you better only put the food on the side, on the counter, next to the plata, not on top. That was the approach of Rav Pesach Frank, and the Shmuel Shabbos quotes that approach. But Rabbi Shechter and others assume, like the Rov Poskim against Rav Pesach Frank, the Minchas Yitzchak and others, that the non-adjustable hot plate is this is the third dimension. That's not considered al gabei ha'esh because that's not the type of esh that Chazal forbade. In other words, shami achata, the gzeir was you may adjust it. Here, it's not just that there's a hecker. Garfor katz means there's a hecker. You're not going to adjust it. Here, the whole heat source doesn't lend itself to adjustability. So certainly, if you take the approach of the chachmei Ashkenaz, there is room to be mechalek. Like the Rov HaPoskim, and say that non-adjustable hot plate has no Isra HaChazara whatsoever. I mean, you don't need the Tanoi HaChazara. And then even if you take the, if you're concerned with the Chachmei Svarad, there are those who also say it's not Mechzi Kimvashal. It's not meant for cooking. The question is that what Mechzi Kimvashal means? If you think Mechzi Kimvashal means like a Maris Ayin, okay, so people don't cook on this. But the question is, but if you take the approach, as we said before, the Mechzikim Vashel is just another way of saying it's the Bishul Drabanan, so it may not really matter much whether this is meant for cooking or not. If it is a heat source, and it could, in theory, accomplish cooking, so then maybe we should be concerned. But certainly, if you're going to take the approach as we do, like the Baal HaTosis, that the Tam of HaChazara is the Tam of the Isra HaChazara is Shem Yechata. That's why, again, that's why we're Matir Smicha. On the other hand, that's why we don't accept the Maharit's Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So then by that logic also, there's room to say, as we would, against Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Chumrah, we would say that there is no Isra HaChazara whatsoever on the non-adjustable hopper. The non-adjustable is key. If it has no knob, so then you can take the kugel or the dry chicken straight out of the fridge on the Shabbos morning and plunk it down onto the non-adjustable hot plate, because there is no iser of hachazara or nesina mechadash onto this type of space. Again, it's only if there's no problem of bishul daraisa. So if the food is not fully cooked, if the food is still partially raw, if it's again, we assume like Tosis in the Rambam that yesh bishul acha bishul up until nisbashel kol tzarko. So you can't, unless the food is fully cooked, you can't put it on the plata. And if it's a liquid, it can't be. If you have soup, take the soup out of the fridge, you put it on the plata. Rachman l'tzlan, it's also a problem because yesh bishul acha bishul b'lach if it's in stein lagamri. Plata does not solve bishul. You have to be very clear. Plata does solve hachazara. The same is true for smicha, and the same is true for algabe keder. All these makomos hamutarim, whether it's the horizontal smicha as opposed to algabe, or the vertical algabe blech, or for svardim, the vertical algabe keder, or for svardim algabe blech, or the third dimension, the non-adjustable hoplite. All of these three makomos hamutarim. Again, it doesn't solve the bishul problem. But if there is no bishul, because in this bashul called sarko, and if it's a liquid, that's not in style, in this bashul called sarko and no style lagamre, and the only concern is nesina mechadash, is hachazara, so then these makomos hamutarim, you can put the food down. Whereas if it's going to be al gabe ha'esh, so then it's only giving mutter if not only there's no problem of bishul, but also you have the other conditions of garf hakatzim and daito achzer and odo biyado and lo nitzdan legamri. Maybe let's just close as an epilogue, just to think a little bit, sort of putting all these pieces together. We spoke about two zones. We began by talking about the why this machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, why is Achazara Aser, whether like the Ashkenazim Gzeir Shem Yechat, or like the Sfaradim, that's a Melacha Bishul Midrabanan, Yesh Bishach Bishul Midrabanan. And then we move to the Halacha L'maisa principles of first the Tanoi Achazara, and then the Mekomos HaAsurim versus Mekomos HaMutar. So it's interesting to think about how those two blend, specifically the Tanoi HaChazara. The Tanoi HaChazara, so in a certain sense, you see from the Tanoi HaChazara hints to both Shitos. In other words, the fact that there's a need for Gara Fakatum by HaChazara, as by Shehiya, is an indication. That makes it sound like it's Shehiya-like, that it's Gzer Shem Yechata. On the other hand, the fact that we have other conditions in addition, Shem, the Oda B'Yoda, that L'Achter Lon Stan L'Gamre, according to Magen Avraham, so those make it say you want a Hemshech as opposed to Nesina Mechadash. So that sounds like it's not Shem Yechata. That sounds like it's a Nisar. We're talking about, are you doing a new Bishul? No, but Chalal, the difference, you can range the conditions. It's sort of like three categories of conditions. Right? There's Bashul called Tzarko, that's just in terms of Melechus Bishul. Then you have the Grufa Ketuma, that seems to speak to Shem Yechata B'Cholim. But then you have the Oed B'Oed Dayat L'Hachzer, maybe Lone Stan L'Gamri, where they serve to create that sense of hemsheches. This is hachazara rather than a sinim echadosh. So the grufa ketuma sounds a lot like Tosis, but the others sound like the chachmei svar. There's more going on here than merely shem yechata. This is an isser of bishul. And in fact, that's the attack. That's a major attack on the Baal Yatosis. How could you say that it's... that it's just Shem Yechata, if it's just a concern Shem Yechata, to put it more sharply, that the other way to formulate the Kasha is, why is it any different than Shehiya? Well, Shehiya is Mutter as long as it's Gar Fakatim. So Gar Fakatim eliminates your problem of Shem Yechata B'Chol. You have a hecker. You have something to remind you not to mekat b'chol. I leave the food on from before Shabbos. Have a blech. Have the gar fakatim so that you'll remind you not to get too excited and want the food to warm, to warm more quickly. You'll poke it. So if putting on, why do we differentiate between Friday night and Shabbos morning? If it's just shem yechat b'cholim, if gar fakatim solves the concern Shem Yechata B'Cholim, it's a sufficient reminder on Friday night, on Friday evening. So why isn't it a sufficient reminder on Shabbos morning? That's a big problem with Tosfos. How can you say that it's just Shem Yechata B'Cholim? So what do I need Odei Lachzer? Just, yeah.
Because you're putting it on Shabbos. You know, you have to solve two things at the same time.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Meaning, the goal is to put it on, meaning you don't know Malacha before Shabbos, put it on.
Correct. No, it's right. Good. So Jonathan makes an important point that it's not possible to speak of Odei B'Yodayt L'Hachzir on Erev, on Shehiyah, because Shehiyah is what you're doing in Erev Shabbos. You put it on Erev Shabbos. That was fine. You are absolutely correct. It's only practical to even speak of Odei B'Yodayt L'Hachzir on HaChazara on Shabbos. But the question is, Lamasa, I put the food on the fire on Friday afternoon, and now it's Friday night. I'm allowed to have the food on the fire. Why? Don't worry, Gar Fakatim will help you. So why can't I put the food on the fire on the Shabbos morning? It's Gar Fakatim. What's the concern, according to Baitosis? Oh, you put the food on the fire on Shabbos, maybe you'll poke around in the fire. Shem Yechat B'Chol. So it's Gar Fakatim. So you're right, you could require Odei B'Yodayt L'Hachzir. There's room possibly to require it, but why is it necessary? So that does seem to indicate like the Chachmei Sfarad. The Acharonim point out that Rabbeinu Tam himself in the Sefer HaYashar responded to this. Along lines of what you're saying is that there's a heightened concern, not just I am putting on Shabbos, but there's more of a concern of it's true that both are Mishum Shem Yechata B'Cholim, but even according to the Bayatosis, there is a difference. There's a more of a concern of Shem Yechata B'Cholim. It's more risky on Shabbos morning than Friday night. Why? Because on Friday night, Friday afternoon really, I'm putting it on Friday afternoon. So when I put it on Friday afternoon, when I initially put it on, it's not yet Shabbos, and at that time I can adjust the fire, the heter. So the concern of Shem Yechad B'Chom is only maybe the original setting for when you put it on isn't, you didn't set it right, or the fire is dying down, talk about coal fire, or Meirosh, you didn't really, even a gas fire, you didn't set it high enough. Or you're going to get a little impatient Friday night, you want the food to be ready, you're ready, say, I want the food to be higher, the fire to be higher than it was before. But on Shabbos morning, from the moment you put it on, there's already an Isser Mechaba Mav, there's already an Isser Chitu B'Gachal. So number one, at the moment you put it on is a particularly delicate point. And that's why and later is going to be problematic also. And that's why we say we're more concerned by Shem Yechad B'Chalim. That's why we want it to be also a Hemshech of before. If it's a Hemshech of before, that may reduce the problem of Shem Yechad B'Chalim. That's the approach of the Baal Yatos. But again, according to the Chachmei Sfarad, no. It's all about, you can't do a new bishul on Shabbos. You can, if it can be construed as a hemshel previous bishul, Chazal didn't forbid that. Chazal only forbade a new bishul on Shabbos midrabanan on a davish and his bashal kvar. That's the approach of the Chacham as far. They're going to have to explain why you need gar for katim. So on the flip side, gar for katim fits well according to Baal Tosfos. The Chacham as farad will have to work on why you need gar for katim. Perhaps that also has to do with either the Chachmei Sfarad thing. There's both a concern of Shem Yechata as well as Mechzik and Mevashel. So you have to cover both bases. Garfa Katam is to prevent Shem Yechata, and then the other Tanarmat are to deal with, to ensure that's a Hemshech rather than a new Bishul, which would be a Mechzik and Mevashel. Or maybe you could say that even the Garfa Katam is Shech to point out, just like Hachazara el Toch Hatanur is Aser. Hachazara el Toch Hatanur is Aser on Shabbos, even if I somehow have all the Tanoim. Why? Because el Toch Hatanur is worse, into the oven is worse than on top of the stovetop. On top of the stovetop with the Tanoi Hachazara is Mutter. Agabe Esh is going to be Mutter if I have all the Tanoim. The Tochatan is going to be Aser, perhaps because it's more of a dramatic shift. In other words, the Odebiyotai Tochatan, that's sort of creating a sense of Hemshech. But if I'm moving from outside the oven to inside the oven, it's such a dramatic shift that there's no Hemshech. So as Rav Shechter suggested, maybe to put it on top of a fire with zero, the same way Rav Avadya had said that if you have Mamash Ablech, that's like a total Hemshech. The gar for katum, the katum, at least creates some sense of it's not as different from off the fire to on the fire, but at least it's not mamish on the fire. So it's not, but from off the fire to mamish on the fire with no hefsek whatsoever, maybe that's too much of a difference, and it's still hard to speak of a hemshech. So again, even thinking this was this epilogue is the tanoi. The Tanoi Heter HaChazara themselves need to be understood in light of the two approaches to why HaChazara is Mutter. And again, the Tanoi HaChazara themselves, from one perspective, sounds the Garfa Katzim sounds a lot like Hashem Yechata. The other Drabanan conditions of Yodai Tahachzar, and perhaps Lon Tan Lagamre, that would sound more like the Chachmei Sfarad. And either side is going to have to explain all the Tanaim according to their approach. And again, just to recap once more, Ashkenazim do assume Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmer, like the Baal Yatosis. And that's why Smicha is Mutter. That's why Smicha is Mutter. That's why Amir Lenachri Chaznish writes, is not mutter. There's no. We don't consider it to be shvus to shvus, and that's why Chaznish assumes that Hachazara de Shabbos clock is problematic, And we discuss it tonight. The five tonight of to be matrach zara gabe esh, as well as the three types of zones that are not considered to be agabe esh, and you don't even require the time. You have to avoid bishul daraisa, but you don't need to require the other tanaim. Those are the horizontal al gabe versus smicha. Think about how that works out in the blach. The vertical issues for svarim al gabe hablach, for Ashkenazim not al gabe hablach but al gabe kedera. And finally, the third issue of the non-adjustable hot plate. Thank you so much.
Do you have an adjustable hot plate? Does that just go back to, does everyone agree then? That it's just-